We hit the home stretch of crunch time, the Tuesday edition, and you know what that means. Alex has his bats in hand, swinging in the on deck circle, waiting to step into the batter's box and get us going.
Let's go ahead and start off with Joe Buck, I ask.
What are you doing?
I'm not one of these people who kind of piles on with Joe Buck. I get that, you know, a lot of people think he's stuck up or whatever. They didn't like his HBO show. Fine. I've always thought he was, you know, one of, if not the best NFL TV play-by-play guys in the business. But he did golf for the U.S. Open and waited all the way until after the entire contest was over to make a humongous blunder. So Brooks Koepka, if you did not know, won the U.S. Open, and he's walking off the final tee, and woman runs up to him, gives him a big kiss, and Joe Buck decides to say who that person is, except for the fact that it wasn't actually the right person. So he said, is Brooks Koepka's girlfriend, gives a whole bunch of information about her. And then the analyst is like, yeah, that's not actually her. That's so-and-so. And
Word.
If you don't know who that is, like you aren't 100% sure who it is, don't say it. I mean, dude, I suppose we all, you know, should be happy he knew who Brooks Koepka was in the first place. I mean, I didn't, but I also wasn't calling the tournament on television. But man, like, messing up somebody's girlfriend is really bad. So Joe Buck asked,
what are you doing?
So his actual girlfriend is like, why did Joe Buck think you're still? Because, you know, that's possible. What, did you have an interview still talking about her?
Remember when that happened during a tennis match? Like, a guy was doing a post-game interview, and then some dude, like, another player came up and was like, hey, we remember when we saw you out with so-and-so? And he's like,
Ixnay on the outsnay.
There was that soccer player that said, I wanted to thank my wife and my girlfriend after he scored a goal, too.
At least he's open about it.
Well, he's probably European.
Very European.
This may be a first, but in anticipation of stupidity, I asked Phil Jackson and the Knicks.
What are you doing?
May 10th, 1973. It was a Thursday. I'm 12. Knicks up 3-1.
It was a Thursday.
I'm up. Big Knicks fan. Knicks are up 3-1. In the finals, at L.A., the game starts at 11 p.m. in Jersey. I told my dad, wake me if they're winning. He did. We celebrated. And that was that. That was the last good Knick moment. Two trips to the finals since. They've got one valuable piece. Kristaps Porzingis. Picked him fourth in the 2016 draft. Seems like an untouchable. Two seasons, unique skill set. Apparently, Philip is willing to talk. About what? Phil. About how you're now challenging Isaiah Thomas in the great awful contest. Great player, awful GM. Great coach, awful GM. Everything not coaching. Literally thinking about taking away the one aspect of this laughable franchise we fans can cling to for hope, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Great awful contest. I like that. To Cavs fans, I ask.
What are you doing?
Literally every waking moment since the NBA Finals came to a close, Cavs fans have been complaining about losing to the Warriors and how cheap it was that they had to build a super team to do it.
Wow, they got Kevin Durant. They couldn't beat us if they didn't have to go out and buy the best players to do it. You can't beat LeBron unless you cheat the system.
Good all right. Voice.
Thank you. Let's all remember that you guys did win a title last year. And then let's flash forward to yesterday when, oh my God, reports came out that the Cavs were looking to make a trade that would either land them Jimmy Butler or Paul George. Rumors they might shop Kevin Love, yada, yada, yada. The gist of this here is that Cleveland is looking to make their team better by signing a superstar player. Exactly like Golden State did last season when they got Kevin Durant. It's almost like signing the best free agents or making trades to get the best players is a good way to win games, and that, like, everyone should totally do it, you guys? Weird, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Trying to make your team better?
I don't get it.
What a disgusting front office.
Weird concept.
So, along those lines, to Dan Gilbert, Cav owner, I ask.
What are you doing?
Just another self-serving billionaire who misunderstands the value of credit or keeping your best people happy and engaged. Look, he wants to fire his general manager, Dave Griffin. He's the boss. But you can't expect limited ramifications. Your franchise guy, fans, everyone anyone in the media who follow the NBA think you just went full Jerry Jones. Remember, he hired Jimmy Johnson, had an historic successful run, then went full-on narcissist and worried about credit. A garbage franchise like Cleveland can't be acting like making back-to-back-to-back league finals, which included a first-ever title, is all of a sudden the new normal. It's not. You have LeBron and a guy who gave him some solid tools to contend. Now you fire the guy for reasons most are still unable to determine. And if James leaves, don't look for jersey burning this time, but there's going to be a backlash against you, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Still crazy, man. It just doesn't make sense at all. Nope. All they do is have success. Whatever. To Mike Francesa, I ask.
What are you doing?
I'm like most of you out there listening. I really have no frame of reference for him. Apparently, he had a wildly popular show with Mad Dog Russo or something.
Yes.
Back in the day. I guess they made like a 30 for 30 about them, but I really don't care because he's in a far-off land in a far-off market that has no bearing on me whatsoever until he does something like he did yesterday when talking about the NFL franchise in D.C. and trademarking their name. Caller called in to talk about the landmark Supreme Court ruling that an Asian American band from Portland that called themselves the Slants were allowed to keep their trademark because offensiveness is subjective and shouldn't apply to trademark laws, thus opening the door for the NFL franchise to keep their trademark. By the way, I love First Amendment decisions. I actually took a class on it. But Francesa, when he brought up the band's ruling, instead of using Asian or even Asian Americans, and I kind of hesitate to use this, but I'm just quoting him here, he called them Oriental Americans and Orientals. And then when listeners told him that's offensive, he was honestly shocked. So I'll give him a pass that he honestly didn't know the word doesn't fly anymore. But if he honestly hadn't heard that, fine. But how the hell did you not hear that? Have you been in a cave since Mad Dog
Bubble
left in 2008?
Bubble.
Bro, do better. That is ridiculous.
Bubble.
As we ask.
What are you doing?
First of all, I'm going to use
weird bubble, by the way.
My generation is pretty much the cutoff because you will sit people down my age and they won't understand that either.
He's like,
and
really? Then, is it really offensive?
Right.
Yeah.
Francesa
for like a
is,
long time.
Francesa's 7 years older than me. I'm just saying, especially the East Coast kind of Italian doesn't understand that some of what they say is offensive, doesn't really care that some of what they say
is
offensive.
Do you actually think this is 1963 or something?
No, more like 72.
I'm sorry, when did it become the 80s?
No, I'm telling you.
When did it become
more
the 80s?
More like the Nixon era. They're kind of locked in. I'm telling you, I should do a thesis on this.
Wait, you're telling me Nixon's not president anymore?
He's not president anymore. Not more.
More, yeah.
More.
More.
No R's.
Not president anymore.
All right, to
that's fun.
Mexican national soccer team coach Juan Carlos Osorio, I ask.
What are you doing?
And this kind of ties in, because I get open-mindedness when it comes to people of color or gay people can get ugly, and the fans of the Mexican team have already caused fines 5 times in the last year. The term they use is puto, P-U-T-O. It's been used and once again used in their Confederation Cup opener against Portugal, aimed at the Portuguese goalkeeper. Fans can be ignorant idiots, obviously, see Penn State, Baylor, Oregon State, but the coach played the intent card and went on to say there were worse chants used by other fan bases, and it's got nothing to do with discrimination. Yeah, whatever makes you sleep at night. FIFA has issued a statement giving officials the option of ending matches in the face of hateful or offensive actions by fans. And does any fanboy ever think, how about this? Let's be better. I guess not, as we ask.
What are you doing?
All right, that's a wrap. We'll come back in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll speak with John Gallus of Lane United Football Club. I'd say Flight Club. Then we won't be able to say anything.
Airplane.
We'll be back
Fight Club.
We'll be back with the Sports Talk next. 95.3 The Score.